Daf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph.
Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us start in the middle of the Amid.
Lo yim amarta bePesach sheshina eshmoi ledava ha'osa, taima bezvachim sheshina eshmon ledava hamuta.
That Rabbi Yeshua hatainet Rabbi Eleza, we find that the reishe, if a person shechted a Pesach sheloi lishmoi, is chayev achatos. If a person shechted a shlomim l'shem Pesach, is potach machatos. So Rabbi Yeshua explained the reason for the difference is that the reishe he was shechting for a dava ha'osa, he was shechting in Shabbos for a shlomim. A shlomim is not toiche Shabbos. And the Sefer is speaking about Risechter HaShlomim L'Shem Pesach, and the Pesach is HaDavar HaMuta. So as long as he shechts for HaDavar HaMuta, even though Shlomim is not Teiche Shabbos, not it's HaShomim Shalai L'Shmai Eichet, Palak Aponim, since he shechted for HaDavar HaMuta, we have a Ptur of Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah. Omar Alei Rabbi Eleza, so Rabbi Eleza told Rabbi Yeshua, Emurei Tzibo Yechichu. What are you telling me? That if you shecht for a davar amuta, there's no chiyuv korban. So he says, I'll bring you a raya from Emurei Tzibo. Emurei Tzibo is a korban tamid, a korban musaf, shehein mutarin lishmon, that if a person will shecht a tamid l'shem tamid, it's muta. Bahashoichet lishmon, and if a person will take a shlomim and shecht it for a tamid, chayiv. So what are you telling me? That was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha to, that was Rabbi Lezer's kasha to Rabbi Yeshua. What are you telling me? That a shlomim l'shem Pesach is part of a machatos. Because he shechted it for a dover hamuta. I'll prove to you that alone does not part of a machatos. A shlomim l'shem tamid, is chayiv achatos. Omar lei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Lezer, lo yim emarta beimurei tzibo shekein yesh lahem kitzva. The tmidim, the musafim, there's a certain amount. So a person knows that before he's shechting a tamid, he has to find out, was it geshachten already? Perhaps they were makrim already the tamid. You don't do things, so the pressure is not so great. He made a tois, he's chayav achatos. Taima bePesach she'ein lo kitzvah. The pressure of the tirda of a Pesach is meiridik. That means he saw that there's no amount of psachim that have to be geshachten. All the psachim have to be geshachten. He saw a sen in the Azore, and he thought it's a Kolben Pesach, and the Zechiv to shecht all the Pesachim now, so he shechted it. So that's how Rabbi Yeshua differentiated between a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, that he thought it was a Pesach, and a Shlomim L'Shem Tamid, he thought it was a Tamid. Here there's a Kitzvah, so he has to be careful before he does things. Maybe they shechted the Tamid already. You don't need so many to meet him. Hashem came Pesach as ein loy kitzvah. Lememre, zogt the Gemara, so it comes out that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the whole heter of Tor B'dvar Mitzvah is only by a dovo she'ein loy kitzvah. If it's yesh loy kitzvah, so then there's no heter of Tor B'dvar Mitzvah. Zuk the Gemara lememre, the chol heiche, the islay kitzvah, mechayiv Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua is mechayiv. As they came to chayis, and that's why a shlomim l'shem tamid is chayiv. Zuk the Gemara v'arei tinoikis, the yesh lahem kitzvah, by Milas Tenoikis, that there's also a kitzvah over there. This is not an Elodvom Shein Lam Shir. There's only certain Tenoikis that there's Dine Mila on them. Usnan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Mi Shahoyu Loishnei Tenoikis. A person had in front of him two Tenoikis.
אחד למוילוי אחר השבת, one was a Sunday bris, ואחד למוילוי בשבת, one was a Shabbos bris. בשוכח ומול אשל אחר השבת בשבת, he was mal in Shabbos, this, the one that needs a bris tomorrow, chay. The reason he's chay in the reishe, because it's tor bidvar mitzvah, v'loy ovid mitzvah. He made a bris shaloi bizmanoi, so shaloi ovid mitzvah, so that's why he's chay. Echad lemoiloi be'erev Shabbos, but what if the case is that he had two tinaikis lefonov, one was a Friday, the bris should have been yesterday, he wasn't feeling well, he was an onus, the mail was an onus, be'echad lemo b'Shabbos. Bishochach umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Is Rabbi Lezer mechayev chatos? Rabbi Lezer Pasha does not hold the heter of Tobit Vam Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Paita, Rabbi Yeshua Patels, because Rabbi Yeshua holds Tobit Vam Mitzvah, v'ovid Mitzvah, so he's part of Hamachatos. So now, Mile is a dover sheyesh lekitzvah. It's not not a dover shein lekitzvah. You had to be mal one child. So you're telling me a dover sheyesh lekitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua holds, that you're not part of a makom. That's why by emuri tzibur, it's a dover sheyesh lekitzvah. There's only you have to be makir a certain amount. So a person before he goes and he shachs, he has to be mevarer. That's not called tov bidvar mitzvah. So why does Rabbi Yeshua hold that by tinoikis, if he has an erev Shabbos dike and a Shabbos dike, he's potter. Omar Ravami. So Ravami answered as follows. Hoche b'may askinon kigoin shekodam umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Here it is speaking about, you ask me Akasha, why does Rabbi Yeshua hold your potter? It's bila zadova sheyesh lekitzveh. So he said pshat is as follows. Kigoin shekodam umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. It's speaking about, but he was mal, the Erev Shabbos Dike one, before the Shabbos Dike one. The Hike Ach, the Shabbos, the Torah Bay. There's a Shabbos one, but he's Torah. That means, Bishas, when he was, the vote isn't Kitzvah and not Kitzvah. Or you have to understand the Lomdus of Kitzvah. The vote is as follows. That means, if this Mutu, Bishas, he did the Aveira. Bishas, he made the Aveira. It was mutal on him, a mitzvah. And that is why he did the Aveira. By Tinoikis, when he was mal the Erev Shabbos Dike, it was mutal on him, a mitzvah to be mal the Shabbos Dike. So he was torud in that mitzvah. So if he was told in that mitzvah, so he made a mistake. By mistake, it was mal the Erev Shabbos Dike. So that's equivalent to ein lekitzvah. That means b'shas he did the aveira, there was mutl on him achiyev mila. So he was told. Hocha, but the case of a mure tzibo, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, if he shechted a shlomim l'shem tomid, so Rabbi Yeshua says there he is chayev achatos, ki goin shekodam v'shachtinu le'muri tzibu bereishe. That means when they already had shechted the tomid. They had already shechted the tomid. So if they had already shechted the tomim, so now there's no chiv anymore. So means that's what it means to say. If you're mechuyev to shecht 1,000 tamidim, this is golnish was mekeshacht 9 tamid. You have to shecht thousands of tamidim, some emelus, or they shechted a tamid. So what? But Lamai said this is a davar sheyesh like kitzvah. There's a certain amount of tamidim you have to shecht. There's a certain amount of musafim you have to shecht. And it was geshochten already. So the chiyuv was niskayim. So memele, so before he shechs, he should find out, then already, that's not called Torah b'dvar mitzvah. He should find out, is there still a chiyuv? There's a kitzvah, he should find out if there's still a chiyuv. When by Tinoikis, so when he made the Mila on the Erev Shabbos, there was a chiyuv Mila on him. He was mechuyev to be mal. So it's still mutal on him a chiyuv Mila. So he was fatumal. So it was mal the other one. So if it's mutal on him a chiyuv, so this is equivalent to ein like kitzvah. Ein like kitzvah is only a chetimtze that it's mutal on him a chiyuv. There's mutal to shech the psachim. I have brought my own pesach, but there's other psachim that have to be geshachten. So memeila ein like kitzvah means the gather of ein like kitzvah that Rabbi Shua al Jepotah, that means it's mutal on him a chiyuv to shech, that he's torud in this chiyuv. The chiyuv is existent now. So the mistakes that he make, you can't be machayev and machatas for that, because the tirdas ha-mitzvah, ha-muteles, olav was misavav this chet. He's not machayev to be machatas for this. Ma she'en came by imurei tzibur, there was no tirdas ha-mitzvah. The talmid was geshochten already. So memele, he didn't know about it, he didn't acquire, but he saw there was no tirdas ha-mitzvah mutal olav. So if there's no tirus a mitzvah mutalolav, so memele, so there's no heter of tobit va mitzvah. We've learned the Rashi's yesterday, just let's see the last Rashi, hochi b'mayaskino. Hochi b'mayaskino, kegoin shekodam umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. That was Rabbi Yeshua patterd. Rabbi Yeshua patterd. By Tinoikis, it's speaking about Bishor Shemol Ezeh, when he was Mal the Erev Shabbos Dike, Adayin Shneyem Oindim. So he has in front of him two Tinoikis. The Mishemachi Potter, the Torah Toyo Be'echad Mem, he was Taki Torah in Achiv Amutalol, the Yadeyahu, he knows Shahayoim Choyva Sa'echad Olav, he knows his Machuyev in one. So Mameli knows him, he knows he's Mechuyev in one, and he wants to be Memala the Schiv, he's not responsible for his actions already. So he made a mistake, he did the wrong one. But if he knows he's Mechuyev in one, and he's Torah in that Chiyuv, he's not Chayev Achatos if he ended up by doing the wrong one. But Masnisen, ki goyim dekodem v'shachtinu le'imur etzim. But it's speaking about when he shechted the Tomid, the Talmud was already geshochten. The Hashtalam of Torud, but also b'shchitosim. Now there's no more tilde in the shchitos of Talmud, because it was geshochten already. He didn't know about it. He didn't inquire about it. That doesn't make him a toye b'dvar mitzvah. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. V'kivin shenishchat ha-Talmud yideyu she'ein tzorach lishchitoy. Hilkarein ze toye l'shoigik lehoi l'elites b'dovo. That means that full of he did know and he still shechted, so that was a shkoge. That wasn't a toye. A toye is more called loynis. So memele after was geshocht and some mutal on him to shecht anymore. It's yesh like kitzvah. The chiyah was nismale. So memele, whatever he did was not done under the tirda of mitzvah. So memele, therefore, he is chayiv akol b'mchat. It's like the Gemara, so you're telling me now that the tzir of a murei tzibur that Rabbi Yeshua says Yochayev is speaking about that the Talmid was already geshochten. The Talmid was already geshochten, and he shechted his for a Talmid. He didn't chap that you don't need a second Talmid. So that's not considered already Torah b'dvar mitzvah. So Rameyer or Imeri Hochi, our Mishnah says, we hear the machlokes in the Mishnah by a Muri Tzibur, if a person shechted a Talmid, Rameyer or Imer af ha-shoichet l'shem imuri Tzibur poto, af al-gav the kodim v'shechtinu l'imuri Tzibur bereshet. So it comes out, if we hear the machlokes in the Mishnah, that Rav Meir holds that you're a potter by Imburitzibu, so that means that even the Tamid was already geshochten, and now he goes and shechts another korban for the Tamid, according to Rav Meir, you're still potter. Like the Gemara, I have a, you can't say this according to Rav Meir, because I have a baraisa. The Svaisto is clear that if the mitzvah was already done, so I feel according to Rav Meir, there's no din of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. Where do we see this? Vasanya, we learned in a baraisa. Rav Chiya may evil orev, Omar Rav Meir. Evil Orev is a place. Omar Rav Meir, now Rav Meir had his way to explain the machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Omar Rav Meir, leinechleku Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. There's no machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, al shahoyu loy shnei tenoikes, echad lomel erev Shabbos, ve echad lomel b'Shabbos. A person had two tenaikis, an Erev Shabbos tikka one and a Shabbos tikka one. V'shochach umol eshel Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos t'chayif. Very interesting. A mayor says, if you had two tenaikis in Shabbos, one was an Erev Shabbos tikka one and one was a Shabbos tikka one, I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua y'chayif. Alma nechleku, where is there a machlekes? Al shahoyu lo ishnei tenaikis. Echad lomel la'achar ha-Shabbos, ve'echad lomel b'Shabbos. He had a Sunday one and a Shabbos one. V'shochach umol asher achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he was mal the Sunday one in Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poita. Now let us see Rashi to understand the kasha. This is a kasha on the yesod we just said before, that Rav Meir patels a murei tzibur, even it was shachtin shakodam v'shachtinu le'murei tzibur b'resh. Zot Rashi, v'af agav b'tmiya, you're telling me that Rav Meir patels, even though they kodam v'shachtinu le'murei tzibur b'resh, they shachted already the Talmud, and he came and shachted Nachamal HaTalmud, he is patel, according to Rav Meir. Me'evil orav shem okim. V'shochach umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos t'chayif, v'afal gam dos a mitzvah. The reisha we say that even though he did a mitzvah, when he shechted the erev Shabbos, take one in Shabbos, but he still chayif. Al ma nechleku. Davke v'shechted, if he was mal, the Sunday one in Shabbos. Now, so now Rashi explains how the Gemara understood now this memra of Rav Meir. And this is the kasha that we have. Because al kedai tachashte, so the Gemara understood as follows. Why in the reisha is Rav Meir mechayev? Why in the reisha according to everyone you're chayev? And why in the sefer there Rav Yeshua holds your potter? Because al kedai tachashte, bereisha mechayev Rav Meir, kshemol eshneim. The reisha is speaking about that he was mal both of them. Al yedei shesovu, he held sheshneim kvar higi azmano. He said that he wasn't too medagdic. Most of them are 8 days had passed. By the Erev Shabbos one, it's the 9th day. Oops. He made a mistake. He held that both of them is the zman now to be malin Shabbos. Fine. Umol, we're speaking about he made two brisen bad Shabbos. But to say this is very important. Umol shel Shabbos t'chila. First he was mal, the Shabbos t'kewon. Shezman noy hayoyim. He was first mal, the Shabbos t'kewon. Now, after he was mal, the Shabbos t'kewon, so really he's not mechuyiv anymore to make a bris. The other one is an Erev Shabbos, the one. Va'achakach mol eshel esbar. And then he was mol the Friday one. Va'af al gav the osa mitzvah. Ah, he did a mitzvah. Aber kiven the loiramye tirde olei bosor de molei lishel Shabbos. But since after the Shabbos speaker was gemal for Emerson, there's no tirde de mitzvah olo, because he's not mechuyev anymore in mitzvah's mila today, he made a mistake. But that's not called, you're not potter for such a mistake, because b'shas, when he made the mistake, there was no tirde de mitzvah olo. Lav toye bedvar mitzvah. So that's not called a toye bedvar mitzvah. So let's stop here. So this Emerson is the Gemara's kasha. So you see that Rameya holds, if b'shas, when he made the chilul Shabbos, it wasn't mutl olo anymore the mitzvah, so that's not called a toye bedvar mitzvah, that's potter from a kohen. That's what it says over here. That's what Rameya said. So we have a kasha already. So how could you tell me Rameya held they were makriv the tomid, and now this guy goes and checks another kohen for a tomid? He also made a mistake. He thought Kemektut made them. This person made a mistake. He thought that he could be mala on Erev Shabbos to go on Shabbos. But his mistakes are only acceptable if Bishas, when he made the mistake, it was mutl on him to do, to make a mitzvah smila. So then he's mutl to this mechuyev to make a mitzvah smila. So then there's a ptur of torbid vomits. But the minute the mitzvah was niskayim, so then he has a din of a shoygik and not of a torbid vomits. So this behemison is the Gemara's kasha. So how could you say Rameya holds the Kodem Shechtinu is potter? We see here, claw from this Baraisa, that Rameya holds Kodem Umol Shel Shabbos Tchile is Chayim. That's the Kasha. But that Rashi has to be Mavair, what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? The Sefer potter. Why in the Sefer is he potter if he had a Sunday one and a Shabbos one? Mishum de Torud B'Shel Shabbos. There he was Torah b'shel Shabbos, v'huchlof loy shel mocha. There he was only mal one. Such a mistake he wouldn't make to be mal a Sunday one. The other one he held, he kvari giyaz mana is shein achtegum shev abay gegangen. So he's a ben shmini. Another day old is what's his? Noch a togal, noch besser. But al kaponim, that was his lomdes. So that's why. So there he was mal both. Because both were kaponim bench minus yonim at least. Ma she'enkein in the sefer it's akochal speaking about, he was only mal one. So b'shas, he was mal, the echad b'shabes, nike, is v'huchlach mishim de torit b'shel Shabbos, v'huchlach loy shel mochal. So the mele, so that's called he was torud. Nachiv mitzvah that was mutalolo. Abadi lekoma shemola shneim doleitoi ba'ochi. Alme heiche doleitorit ha'idne l'rameyachay. If b'shas he makes the chilul Shabbos, he's not torud in achiv mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah is not mutalolo anymore. Afilo korin t'rameyachay. So how could you say that the Mishnah is speaking about the Kodom v'shachtinu? Zok the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara is going to say, Ashtikal Akdome, that your pshat in the Baraisa is wrong. There's a different pshat in the Baraisa, and after we're going to say the different pshat in the Baraisa, so your kasha falls off. But first the Gemara is to prove that the pshat in the Baraisa is wrong. V'tisbele, ma hosom deloy ovid mitzveh potter Rabbi Yeshua. Fragt die Gemorre, the way you're learning pshat in the Breis, have a moire dike kashe. Ma hosom deloy ovid mitzveh, in the seife, he didn't do a mitzveh. Potter Rabbi Yeshua, heiche dike ovid mitzveh mechaye, so why in the reish is Rabbi Yeshua mechaye? He did a mitzvah. How could he be chai? Zogt Rashi, v'tizbere, v'tayma mishimochiyu, your pshat is right. Hash the sefer deloy oved mitzvah. The sefer, he didn't do a mitzvah. The dain lo egiyaz man lo potter. Reishi do oved mitzvah mechayit. Reishi did a mitzvah, should be chai. So there's a moire dike rishash. The Rishash asks, a moire dike kashe? זאת רשש. ותסברה, זאת רשש, צורך להסבר היי ותסברה. What פשעת לגמור אז קשה? תאכילי גודל יש כדי פרש רשי שפה בקסל כדייתך. לחיירה דגמור is going in left field. דגמור was בוויה פשעת, דבר we learn פשעת, בתחילק between the reish and the seifa. The reish is torut במצווה. The reish is speaking about that he was mal the Shabbos one first. So b'shas he made the chilul Shabbos, he was no more torut במצווה. He made a mistake, but it wasn't any more Torah b'mitzvah. So it wasn't Torah b'mitzvah, so memela, he's chayiv. The Seif is speaking about that he was Torah b'mitzvah. Like the Gemara. But the Seif didn't do a mitzvah, and the Reish, he did do a mitzvah. Fine. And that's, but I'm telling you, and the tool of Torah b'mitzvah, you have to be Torah. Mitzvahin. I'm telling you that in order to be potter, you have to be Torah. The Reish, he was not Torah. The Seif, he was Torah. So what's next to our culture? But the Seif, he didn't do a mitzvah, the Reish, he did a mitzvah. The Rishash is a moiridike kasha. Dachsach mir, we can say pshat in the Gemara's kasha, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that Kufla Amed Zayin Amed Aleph. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains us, number one, the Mekoyer of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah that we potter. And there there's a Machloikis, Rab Shimon Ben Elozor and Rab Meir, what is the Machloikis between Rab Elozor and Rab Yeshua? The Gemara says there as follows. Rab Shimon ben Elozor said, the whole machloikis between Rab Elozor and Rab Yeshua, let's forget about this Gemara over here, let's just go to that Gemara. The whole machloikis Rab Elozor and Rab Yeshua is, of was mol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Tutenoikis ni was mol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer holds your chayiv, and Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter, the Ovid mitzvah. He made a mitzvah, he did a mitzvah, it was Makayim a mitzvah. So the Gemara explains, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara explains as follows. The Mekoyer, that one brings a called Mechatos, by Chayiv Krisus, is the Mekoyer is by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah says if a person was over the Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatas, and seems all chatois are hukish l'Avodah Zarah. So if it's similar to Avodah Zarah, there's a chiv krisos, he did b'shogeg, so he's chayav a kol m'chatas. So Rabbi Lezer said that, no, just like by Avodah Zarah, the person that did something that was not permitted to do, b'shogeg, he's chayav a kol m'chatas. So this person shechted, this person was mal an erev Shabbos to ketinik in Shabbos. So he's chayav a kol m'chatos. I mean, it's the same thing. He was mechal Shabbos b'shoigik. Zot Rabbi Yeshua, no, it's not similar to avodah zarah. Avodah zarah, when this person deemed avodah zarah b'shoigik loy ovid mitzvah. Here he did a mitzvah. He was mekayim mitzvah smilish loy bezmano. So it's not similar to avodah zarah. That means the Torah only said, where do we find that the Torah says you have to bring a kol m'chatas if you're a shogeg, if you did a plain aveira. You didn't end up accomplishing anything. But if you did an aveira b'shogeg, and somewhere you need it, it was torbid bar mitzvah, and he ended up by doing a mitzvah, so memele, so then it's not similar to avodah zarah, and memele, you're potter from a kol m'chatas. This is Rab Shimon ben Elozor, Alibe de Rabbi Elozor and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds you need Ovid mitzvah, and Rabbi Elozor holds afil Ovid mitzvah, also Chayiv Achatos. Rabbi Elozor holds afil Ovid mitzvah, Chayiv Achatos, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Ovid mitzvah, Yepotah from Achatos. Then Rameyah comes. Rameyah is very interesting. Zot Rameyah Razoi. If he was mol an Erev Shabbos dike in Shabbos, so say Rabbi Elezer, say Rabbi Yeshua hold that you're potter from a chatos. Why you're potter? Of a mitzvah. If he did a mitzvah, tzich an adoyim el avoid the zore, so everyone holds you're potter from a kol b'chatos. It's not a chloikis between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua if he was mal an Erev Shabbos dike in Shabbos. It's of a mitzvah. Period. When is there a machloikes? If he was mal, a Sunday one in Shabbos. So there, Rabbi Elazar says, Yechayim achatos, it's loyavid mitzvah. And there, Rabbi Yeshua says, that he's potter, because he's torot. In fact, he didn't do a mitzvah, but he's torot in a mitzvah. He wanted to make a meal of a Shabbos. So he started in a mitzvah. Well, he didn't do a mitzvah, he's also a potter. So what do we see from Rav Meir? We see from Rav Meir held like this. There are two svaris to pater a tobid va mitzvah. There's a svara of ovid mitzvah, and there's a svara of torah be mitzvah. The svara of ovid mitzvah, so Rav Meir said, no, Rav Elazar holds you a potter. The svara of Ovid Mitzvah, I feel Rabbi Elazar holds your potter. The svara of Torah be Mitzvah, no, that's the machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. So we see from Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Meir holds that is a bigger svara lifter by Ovid Mitzvah than by Torah be Mitzvah. Now that stems with our b'raisa, we'll see later. Let's not jump the gun. But al kaponim, that we see Rav Meir held. Fregt unze gemara moiridike kashe v'tizbere. You are mevaya to me. You explain to me the baraisa as follows. The reish is speaking about the kodam umol shel Shabbos. So let's kodam umol shel Shabbos. He's not torah anymore because he was mol shel Shabbos. So then, I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua Yechai. And the seife, the Sefer speaking about that he's mutal on him the Shabbos dike, so then he's still torut. So since he's torut, so therefore the Sefer he's torut, he's chayit. The Reish is not torut, he's potter. Correct the Gemara, but I'll tell you a difficult between the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish is ovid mitzvah, and the Sefer is loy ovid mitzvah. And between you and me, according to Rav Meir, this is a biggest moralif there. So your whole pshat in the Bereis is wrong. You can't tell me, according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir held that the Reisha is chayev because he's not Torut, and the Sefer is potter because he is Torut. If I'll tell you there's a fakeltis for the Reisha is Ovid Mitzvah and the Sefer is loy Ovid Mitzvah, and in Rav Meir holds the fakeltis and Ovid Mitzvah is the biggest for a lifter. That's so your whole pshat is wrong. You're learning wrong pshat. That's with Tisbere. V'tizbech, that's the most kasha. The time of Mishumachiyu, that's the Elohim Shalom the Bereise. Hash to save it, the Loyovid Mitzvah, the dialogue is Manei Potter. Reishit Ovid Mitzvah Machayiv. The Ptur of Ovid Mitzvah is a bigger Ptur than Torut. So your Pshat is wrong. That's the Gemara's kasha. So now we have to figure out Pshat and the Bereise. Omri devei Rabbi Yanai, reishe kegoin shekodam umol shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. The reishe is speaking about, there were two tenaikis, but he was already mal, the Shabbos took one erev Shabbos. So when it came, sheloi nitna Shabbos litchois. So when this person came to be mal on Shabbos, so who was he mal? There was no mitzvah of mila on him, the Shabbos. That means on this person, it was not mutul olav hayoim to make a mila. The Shabbos tikkur was nimul erev Shabbos. So now, what does he have Shabbos? He only has one tinik left, erev Shabbos tikkur. So this person, loinitno Shabbos litchois. That means this person, there's no din chiyah. That means this person, there's no din on this person to make a bris today. There's no din on this person to make a bris today. Sveseife nitno Shabbos litchoises. Like the Seife is speaking about, there was a Sunday one and a Shabbos one. So this person had, was mutlan to make a bris today. He ended up by making the wrong bris. But al kaponim, this person had a halacha that you mechuyev to make a bris today. So Mamela, so what is the Gemara saying now? So the Gemara is saying now that the chilik is as follows. If on the person there's a halacha, I'm a chuyiv to make a bris today. There's a chiyiv on me to make a bris today. I batch it up, I made the wrong one. But there was a chiyiv on me today to make a bris. Whatever I do, I'm potter. I was a chuyiv to make, there was a din on me, I had to make a bris today. Later, I was mauled the wrong one. There was a dinami and mechuyiv to make a bris today. Nitno Shabbos litchais etzloi. There was a din on him that he was mechuyiv to be daicha Shabbos. So a person who has a din that he's permitted and mechuyiv to be daicha Shabbos, what ends up geitons nishton. This whatever he does, he's potter from a kol. Well, nitno Shabbos litchais etzloi. Masha'en came the Reisha speaking about that they were mal the Shabbos tik already Erev Shabbos. So like nitno Shabbos, so Lamaisa when it came Shabbos, there was no din on him. There was no din on him that he's permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. Because the Shabbos tik was Nimel Erev Shabbos already. So Memele, so like nitno Shabbos litchais etzloi, so Memele, so therefore he's chayev. Now let us go back to our Mishnah by Emure Tzibu. Emure Tzibu, the din is you have to bring a Talmud on Shabbos. So nitno Shabbos litchais etzel Talmud. Talmud is doicha Shabbos. So now it was Gateman on, they were makrib already the Talmud, he didn't know about it. So Gateman is done. As long as there's a halacha, that is a din, Shabbos is nitin litchais for this pu'ula, what he did it late, he did it before, he botched it up, so Gateman is done. As long as nitno Shabbos litchais etzloi for what he did, the halacha was it should have been done this Shabbos. No, he did it too late. It was done already. He did it in the wrong oifen. But what he did, this pula should have been done this Shabbos. So then he's part of a makol mechadas. The reisha, what he did, should not have been done in Shabbos because there was no Shabbos tinnik in Shabbos. The Shabbos tinnik was nimel erev Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Omri devei rabyanai reishe kegoin, sheneschalaf loi esmoil shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Yesterday they were maul, the Shabbos they kevon be'erev Shabbos. Umoloi be'erev Shabbos. Va'adayin loi noida to'usai. He didn't know about the toys. He's ignorant. V'sovor, he's under the opinion shezeh ho'oimed shel Shabbos. He's under the opinion it's a Shabbos bris. Va'av al gav de torit bay in istorot Shabbos istorot in this Shabbos bris. The Rom ye mitzvah like if he machshavta. He thinks that lemaise he's mechuyev to make a Shabbos bris today. He doesn't know that it will mal the Shabbos the kerev Shabbos. The gamos a mitzvah they made a mitzvah also afilo hochi chayev. Mishum loy nitno Shabbos litchais etzlo. The aleph of ptul, betor, bedvar mitzvah is only if the pula that he was done was a permissible pula today. It would be done in certain conditions. But al koponim, if it was a permissible pula to be done today, then already there's pturim of a kol mechatos. The sefer, nitno Shabbos, litreis, etzel shel Shabbos. The sefer that's speaking about he have a Sunday one and a Shabbos one, so there is a din. He has to make a bris today. The Torah was mitzvah potter. V'afilu lo yosa mitzvah l'Rav Meir potter. The Sefer ye potter. Zot Rashi v'hashoichet l'shem imurei tzibu. If a person shecht l'shem imurei tzibu, nitno Shabbos litzres etel kolben tzibu. The din is medav shecht na kolben hain. Va'aval gav de kodem shechtinu leimurei tzibu, afilu shen geshochten geboren leimurei tzibu, harei shochach, that he forgot already. He forgot that it was geshochten. But Lemaise, he is doing something, a pula, which is permissible to be done today. But Yidei, so what was his mistake? Yidei she torud bezevach zeh b'yomim she'obud. B'yidei she zevach zeh oimid likore. Nival v'shochach shekvar nishchetu emurei tzibu v'shochton lishmo. That's for sure. Lemay said the halacha was this person has a heter to shech the tumah. So Memele, how his mistake came about, how did he make such a grubber mistake? Because he was under the impression that he's going to shech the tumah, that this is going to be the tumah, and so even though he knew that it was geshochten already, that he was bull, and he forgot, and he shech the skip manishton. Al koponim, the criteria is, that if it's nitin Shabbos litrois eitzel pulezu, then according to Rameya, your potter. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of this. Rabbi Yeshua holds kim in the kodem v'shachtinu. Rabbi Yeshua holds akanitazai. Rabbi Yeshua holds that's called the yeshlei kitzve. That means that they shechted a talmud already. There's no heter already of tor b'dvar mitzvah. There's no heter of tor b'dvar mitzvah already. If a dover sheyesh lekitzvah, you should have thought twice already. Since there's only one talmid and you knew the talmid was geshochten, you have to come to your bearings already. You can't lose yourself. Look, that's the machlokes of Yeshua and Rameya. But al kolponim, the aleph of the sugya is according to Rameya. When are you potter if nitin Shabbos litchais etzloi? There's a beautiful machlokes, the Rash and the Shach in Yeredei Rei Samach Bey. The Rash in the Eska Kasha and the Gemara we just learned. Let us give a shtikal hakdome. The Bahag says as follows. Aloche. If you have a tinik shenoilad mohu, there's no chiyuv of hatofes tambres, period. If you have a ger, they will mal him, the geyusoi, there is a chiyuv of hatofes tambres. That's what the Bahag says. And the lomdus of the Bahag is what's the difference? So the Bahag says as follows. A tinik shenoilad mol never had an ola. Never had an ola. It was noilad mol. So my mele, there's no chiyuv hatofes tambres. If never was an ola. If there was an ola already, then you can't. Now there's no din of asaras ola, so there's a chiyuv of atofes tambris. A tinik shenoilad mol, he never had an ola, so there's no chiyuv of atofes tambris. A goy had an ola, so maybe even though they were malim, but since he had an ola, so now the din is if you can't make asaras ola, so there's a chiyuv of atofes tambris. That was a shtik teire that the Bahag said. Kommt der Rasch und fragt der Kasche auf der Bahag von unser Gemor. What's the Kasche on unser Gemor? He says like this. He says, what did Rabbiana say, what is our Gemor speaking about? Our Gemor is speaking about that the first case were according to everyone Yechai, that they were mal the Erev Shabbos dike, they were mal Erev Shabbos the Shabbos dike. They were mal in the Erev Shabbos, they were mal the Shabbos dike. So when it comes Shabbos, so the Leinitin Shabbos Litzchais Esloi, there's no chiv to make any mila this Shabbos. So Mamela, that's why he's chayim. Shrekt, the Rash, he says, Lochayre, the Shabbos tikke that was nimmel Erev Shabbos, he's an ol. Mitzvah's mila, they won't make chayim, because they were mal the seventh day. They were mal the seventh day. So when they mal the Shabbos tikke the seventh day. So the one Mekayim Mitzvah Smila. So the Itza Sekund Shabbos. So Zachiv Avatofes Tambris. So Nitin Shabbos Litreis Etzlai. So Zachiv today to make Avatofes Tambris. So Zachiv, that's the whole Aveira of Mila, of Chabure. He's making Dam. So Zachiv today to make Dam. And the Nimel is Zachiv to make Dam. Because the one that was Nimel, Erev Shabbos, was the Shabbos ticket. So he was an ol. He had an ol. And you didn't make a mitzvah mila on him. Because Shabbos, to Amal on the seventh day. So now there's a Chiyuv HaTofes Dambris according to the Bahat. So there's a Chiyuv HaTofes Dambris. So now, Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv HaTofes Dambris on the Shabbos ticket. So it's neat in Shabbos Litchis Esli to make a Tofes Dambris. And they went, and they were mal the Friday one. So why you see Chayiv Achatos? There's a neat in Shabbos Litchis Esli, as I frek the Rash. The Rash is a Rai, there's no Chayiv of a Tofes Dambris. Not like the Bag, even though it was a novel, but that is no Chayiv of a Tofes Dambris. That's what the Rash said. The Shachtain is on the Rash. Could be there is a Chiyuv of a Tofes Dambris, but it's not Toiche Shabbos. The Tak is a Chiyuv of a Tofes Dambris, but it's not Toiche Shabbos. Al Koponim, in our Gemara here, and the way Rabbi Yanai said Pshat, that the way Rabbi Yanai said Pshat, that the Reisha Yochayev, because it's Loinitin Shabbos, Litchis Etzloi, because now on Shabbos, when he made the Mila, on him there's not mutl any chiyuv of a Tofes Dambris, there's no mutl of any chiyuv whatsoever. So the Rash brings a raya that afilu by an oral that was gemalit, there's no chiyuv of a Tofes Dambris. And the Shach wants to say, it could be there is a chiyuv of a Tofes Dambris, but this chiyuv is not Toiche Shabbos, even though it's now Yoim Hashmini, but it's not Toiche Shabbos. Let's go further. Hocha arei nit no Shabbos litrois eitzel kolbun tzibo. That by kolbonis emure tzibo, so since there was a din, that there's a din tchiye, there is a din tchiye for, that means it's mutl in Shabbos to shech the tamid, so me meile so geit min ashan of what he geshacht the tamid, not geshacht the tamid, a mayor holds that he's part of a machato. Since it's mutal olav, it was mutal hayoim to be doiche Shabbos haidei akroves hatom. Oma alei Rav Ashi le Rav Kahane, ochinami arei nitno Shabbos litreis eitzol tinoikis daalme. Frek de gemore, that means that the enochanami, we were mal the Shabbos tike erev Shabbos, and here we only have an erev Shabbos tike. But there's tanoikis da'alma, there's mustama, there's other, there's dinei mila, and if someone was born in South Africa, chmeis mustama, there's still kitanim, which the yom hashmini is Shabbos, which are not gemalot. So memela rei nitno Shabbos litzol tanoikis da'alma. So lemaise. Mitzvah's mila b'Shabbos is a mitzvah that nitra. So he was mal the wrong tinnik. If it had been in South Africa, well, it would have mal the wrong tinnik. But al kaponim, it's nitna Shabbos litchis etzel tinnik is d'alme. O maloi le gabi d'hai gavra mi is lo is Shabbos. But yeah, it's nitna, but not for this person. That means this person only has one tinnik in front of him. So this person, on him, it's not muto. And him it's not mutal to be doiche Shabbos ayyidei mila. That would be tanoikis da'alma, so there's tanoikis da'alma, aber so toch nisch sehem. Mashen came by Tomit, he calls man the one makrib the Tomit, I mean Tomit is a kolben that nitno Shabbos litchel, nitno Shabbos litchel is eitzel kolben tzibo. So memele, so then, according to Rameya, you are potter. Let us see the bottom Tosfos, Shekodam Umol Shel Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, this is the Teretz of Rav Yanai. Zuk Tosfos Avamotzi Leflugi B'didei, he made two cases. He made the first case Shechayit, and there it's speaking about Shekodam Umol, and the second case he made that your potter, it's talking about a Shabbos Sunday one. You could make both cases by an Erev Shabbos and a Shabbos. Ben Kodam Omol. If it was Kodam Omol, the Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, then Lo Nitna Shabbos Litchis Etzloi. L'loikodam, but if you have still the Shabbos to here in front of us, so meos dan is nit no Shabbos l'tchisetz. Al de noket rebusa b'seife, de mol shalachar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos pot, abagav l'yos ha-mitzvah. Ichabton, in the seife, the tzad p'tu, to tell me, according to Ramefa, l'yovet mitzvah. It is potter l'yit Rabbi Yeshua. Kimin shenit no Shabbos l'tchisetz. So that's why he chapped on both Tziur and Rebusa. That Ovid Mitzvah will not help Aloy Nitno Shabbos, and if in Loy Ovid Mitzvah, even though it's Loy Ovid Mitzvah, will help if Nitno Shabbos Litros. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ushal kol azvachim sheshochtam l'shum Pesach. Od azvachim. That he shechted l'shum Pesach. Is azot. So this was the reisha of the Mishnah. Ushal kol azvachim. Now the Gemara goes back to Mimeforish the reisha. So it says as follows, Sheshachta Moshim Pesach Meinem Ruyem Chayev. If it's not Roy for a Kolben Pesach, and he shechted it for a Kolben Pesach, he's Chayev. Vim Ruyem, if it's Roy for a Kolben Pesach, Abelaz Mechayev Chathas, Rabbi Yeshua Pesach. So the Gemara, Man Tane Dishoni Loi Ben Ruyem L'Sheinem Ruyem Rab Shimini. Who is the Tane that differentiates between Ruyem and Sheinem Ruyem Rab Shimini? The Sanya. We learned as follows. Echot hazvochim aruyim, ve'echot hazvochim she'einam ruyim, ve'chein ha'shoichet l'shem imurei tzibo, pot adibri rameyah. So rameyah holds, but afilot einam ruyim, you also pot. Omar Rabshimin, and Rabshimin says no. Ve'inech leku Rabbi Lezeb, Rabbi Yeshua, al she'einam ruyim, she'chayt. Almanach leku, that if he shechted a kolben, that's not roi for a kolben Pesach, he shechted an ekeve, he shechted a ben shtei shonim, he shechted an eagle for a kolben Pesach, then Rabbi Shua also holds yechai. Almanach leku ala ruuyim, he shechted a keves ben shonim, she Rabbi Leza mechai yivchatas Rabbi Shua poika. Let us see Rashi. Ve'echad zvachim she'einam ruuyim lepesach, according to Rameya, potter. Now it's muuyim dik, why is he potter? So Rashi, hoyu, ve'torud b'machsheves liboy me'oz hufreshu. A person was mafresh a shlomim a ben shtei shonim. He was mafresh on a keve. Now as soon as he was mafresh it, it was lying on his mind. He has to be makriv this kolben. It was a moiridike pressure. The yoideya she'olav lakrivam. This pressure was keseder pressuring him. He has a kolben by him, and he has to be makriv this kolben. Istoye v'shoistam l'shem Pesach. Now all of a sudden it became Pesach. So Mamela, so two and two added together. Oh, he has a kolben, he remembered, he has to make sure to be makiv this kolben. Oh, now it's Pesach, you have to, today everyone has to be makiv kabonis. Who's not be makiv this for kolben Pesach? He didn't make one tiny cheshbon. You can't use an akeva for a Pesach, you can't use a bench peshana. But what can you expect from a person who's so much under pressure? The pressure of the mitzvah was so great that the pressure was toru b'machsheves libei me'asufreshu v'yidei she'olav l'akribam. It's toru v'shechtem l'shem Pesach. That's the svar of Rameya. Rab Shimon holds, al she'enem ruyim she'chayiv. The laugh to you. That's not called toru b'dvar mitzvah. Please. That means that that's what he had a pressure to be makriv is to make such a toast. And to take an eagle to be makrivit for a Pesach, does nicht. Look to Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbivi, Oma Rabbi Elozer, Peter hoye rab meye afilu egel shel zivchei shlomim sheshochte lishum Pesach. Now, einam ruuyim des dargis. Einam ruuyim is a ben shtei shonim. Einam ruuyim is a nekeve. Nu, these two, ben shtei shonim and ben shonim, mistama, we zicher would know the difference between a ben shtei shonim and ben shonim. A kaponim, it's olu, an azocha nekeve. A teichnish givus tachilik epes azoi. So Mamele, so he made a toys. But an eagle and a kevis, please, that's already, could you say that that the pressure could make him make such a toys? So that's the chiddush of Rabbi. Omar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Leza, Poita hoya rameya kulu eagle shall zivche shlomim sheshachta lishum Pesach. So Trashi, what's the chiddush of the eagle? The sal kedai tachamina leke the toy boy. This you can make a toy. Please pressure him, pressure here. But to be makriv a eagle for a korban Pesach. So no, according to rameya einam ruyim. If you such einam ruyim, you also potter. Fragt die Gemorre, Oma le Rab Zeire le Rabbi, wie? Wo Oma Rabbi Yoichen in Moido hoye Rabbi Meir be Baalei Mumim. Rabbi Meir is Moido. What happens if he shecht a Baal Mum for Korban Pesach in Shabbos? So he's chaye. Ah, he's told it, but Baal Mitzvah and everything, but he's chaye. So please, an eagle, he's told it? He's part of, he shecht an eagle for Korban Pesach, and he shecht a Shepsel, a Baal Mum, then he's chaye. What's pshat? And for the Gemara, Omalei bebalei mumim loy torit bohu, vahai torit be. Zot Rashi. Loy torit bohu. Ein machsheves akravoson beliboy at heino. That means when he shechted a korban Pesach now a bal mum, there was no consistent pressure on him the whole time. I have to be makriv this animal. Forget this bal mum. Now it's Erev Pesach. Now he has to bring a Korban Pesach. So now he shechs this Baal Mum. So there was no pressure on him to be makrib this animal. So Memele, even though there's a pressure to be makrib a Korban Pesach, but this animal's a Baal Mum, that's Nikolayim, that's a Baal Mum. You know, a Baal Mum, you can't shech for a Korban Pesach. So there he doesn't have a heter of Torah. Masha Ein came. But the eagle haitorid bay kol yemei avroshoson beliboy. This is lying on his head. The osuk the oimer mosai efne vakribeno. Mamish day efne day. When will be able to be makrim this? So if a person has such a pressure, so when it comes erev Pesach and the shechting kodonis, he can't think anymore. So Mamela, this is called a Torah Bidvar Mitzvah. Boy, minei rove, mei Rav Nachman, chulen lishum Pesach, mai li yoma Rav Meir. What'll be the din? If a person shechted in Shabbos, chulen lishem Pesach, what'll be the din there? Omalei, poita hoi Rav Meir, afilu chulen lishum Pesach. Rav Meir, pater, afilu chulen lishem Pesach. Fragt die Gemorre, now, wo Omar Rabbi Yoichen in Moide hoye Rab Meir be Baalei Mumin. So Rab Meir is Moide by Baalei Mumin. So if Rab Meir is Moide by Baalei Mumin, what was this for it? Because he wasn't told in this animal. So Mamela now, when he's shechting it, it should be... So Mamela... So he's Moide Rab Meir by Baalei Mumin. So Mamela, so also he wasn't Torah in this chulin. He was never Torah in this animal. It's a famous chulin. So Mamela, so why is he Potter? And for the Gemara, Baalei Mumim loy michlefi. That's true. But Baalei Mumim is another chasor. You can't mistake a Baal Mum for not a Baal Mum. It stares you in the face. You see these are Baal Mum. So Mamela, Torah is not. Mechle fasteichnish. He should make a mistake and think this is good for a kolb. How can you make a mistake? It's a balmum. A behain hani mechlefi. But if he had a behemoth chulin in front of him, so he could think this is a behemoth kotchim. That means this is the, you can't tell the difference between a behemoth chulin, a behemoth kochim. So memele, this person is told to bring a korban. And he sees this behemoth here, he doesn't remember that he wasn't magdish this behemoth. So memele, it's michlevi, it looks like a korban peser. So hani michlevi. So what are you telling me? That the time of Rav Meir is, why is he potter? Because he can't tell the difference. Because he was taught in this animal. He was taught to be makim this animal. Oh, Malay, so he told him, that's also true. Ladies and gentlemen. Taught, I forgot the loy mechle. If he was taught to bring this animal, so chotchefil it's loy mechle, he's still potter. Mechle, I forgot the loy taught. Lafuki bali mumim, loy echlufi mechle, loy mitrit taught. Zogt Rashi. Pulen l'shem Pesach Mali Yomar Rav Meir Loima Mar Rav Meir Omer Lono Boi. What did Rav Meir say? Boi doi Rav Meir Bebalei Mumen Oyo V'lav V'nei Korban Inu Oyocho Loim Et Toyehu. That's not a Toye. Bechai. Achinam Michun l'shem Pesach Yechai Oyo V'lav V'nei Korban Inu. It's a lav V'nei Korban. Ever the Gemara, Hani Michlofi, Kulam Bekotchim Michlofi, Vyacholoima Toisi, Savar Hoisi, Kotchim Haim, Mishimachi Potter, Mishimachi is Potter, Hani Loi Michlofi, Alimumim Bekotchim Loyacholoima Toisi, Kisavar Kotchim Haim, Mishimachi Chai, we can say Michlofi, Alma Taime Mishum Tirde Velav Mishum Echlofi, so the Gemara says, you have one of the two. Either Michlefi, or Torah. But if it wasn't Torah, and it wasn't Michlefi, so Memele, so then he's Chayev Afilu according to Rameya. Sam Sefer in Masechta Shabbos asks, we had mentioned before that the Rash asks a kasha on the Bahag. If we'll say that a tinnik that was nimel b'yom shvi needs a tofes tam bris b'yom shmini, so memele, so he says, so if he was mal b'yom shmini, the erev Shabbos dikivon, he should be potter. Because it's nitin Shabbos litchois eitzel the Shabbos sticker one, nitin Shabbos litchois eitzel the Shabbos sticker one. So memele he should be potter afilu, he should be potter because nitin Shabbos litchois. Rektach sam sofer and the erev Shabbos sticker, the one that was nimel erev Shabbos, which nitin Shabbos litchois, the zachiyev atofes dam bris. There's no chiyuv hasaras olah, there's no olah anymore. And this one, the one he was mal, if he was mal on the Erev Shabbos tikkun Shabbos, so he made a ma'aseh milah. He made a ma'aseh milah on an Erev Shabbos tikkun one. Was mutal olah to make a tofes dam bris. He ended up by making Hasoras Ha'ola. So he says, that's Loi Michlefi. So what is Pshat in the Rashi's Kashe? The Peinachanami could be Nitin Shabbos Litchois. But in order to be Potter, from a Kolm Chatesh, you need one of the two. Either he was Michlef in this one, or he was Torah in this one. Now, so he tainis da pas nicht mit, nit nicht Shabbos litchois, but he wasn't michlef in it passed nicht michlit, because the Shabbos sticker one today only needs a tofes dam bris, and he made a sora so older.